This week, as part of our Gunshots Project, VPR is looking at the role guns have in life and death in Vermont. On a given day, Vermonters interact with guns in any number of ways. Some go hunting with a family rifle. Some take target practice with friends. Some shoot competitively. Others keep a gun on their waist for personal protection. And for all those interactions with firearms every day in Vermont, a very small minority end in injury or death. But there are gun deaths in Vermont. On average, from 2011 through 2016, someone in Vermont died from a gunshot wound every 5 days or so. So, in an effort to better understand that part of the story of Vermont's relationship with guns, VPR built a database of all gun deaths in Vermont over a six-year period. VPR's Taylor Dobbs led this project, and he joins me now to talk about what he found. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Mitch.
You know, this reporting found that 420 people died from gunshot wounds in Vermont between 2011 and the end of 2016. How did you come by those figures?
The Vermont Department of Health collects death certificates for anyone who dies in Vermont. And in some states, those are considered private and not available to the public. In Vermont, those are public records. So we did a records request for all of the death certificates on which a gunshot wound was listed as a primary or secondary cause of death. And the Vermont Department of Health provided 420 death certificates. And that's the origin of our data.
Well, there were those 420 deaths, again, from 2011 to the end of 2016. You did get more detail on those deaths. I mean, what were the main takeaways from this data?
89% of the gun deaths in Vermont during that period were suicide. That's a striking figure on its own. And then within that, 81% of the deaths in Vermont during that period were men who died by suicide. Another really striking figure was that 29% of the people who died during that six-year period were veterans or active duty military. Veterans make up less than 10% of Vermont's general population. Now, that number doesn't include active duty military, but in any case, that's still far from 30%. So that's really disproportionate.
It is disproportionate, and I'm really struck by that first number you mentioned, 89% suicides in Vermont in that period that you looked at by gun. Do you have a sense of how that compares to the national average?
The New York Times reported in 2015, based on data from the CDC, that over 60% of gun deaths nationally are suicides. In Vermont, the number is much higher. Again, 89% of gun deaths in Vermont during that six-year period were suicides.
Taylor, anytime guns are brought up in a conversation about what to do about gun violence, it becomes very emotional. I mean, that's obvious. People are entrenched in many ways on both sides of the issue, no matter how you look at it. What made you want to look at this data in the first place?
I think part of it was watching debates about gun control and gun safety unfold, and watching as a reporter, you see a lot of the same arguments made on both sides of the issue, and a lot of it is rhetoric. And a lot of it uses data that comes from national statistics, which is useful and interesting. But I really didn't have a sense of what the issue of gun deaths even looked like in Vermont. How many people are dying? Is it more suicide or homicide? Now we know it's much more suicide. So it was trying to get a sense of, we know guns are lethal weapons. No one's denying that. And presumably they kill people in Vermont. And we just wanted to know, what does that issue look like, and what's also being done by Vermonters to keep each other safe? Because there are, of course, political debates about this, but there's some great reporting from my colleagues who worked on this project about things that everyday Vermonters are doing completely outside the political sphere to just try to keep each other safer.
Did you find anything that was particularly striking or surprising as you tackled this series?
What was really interesting as we looked through this was that each death certificate in some ways tells a story. You get the person's age, you get the person's date of birth, the location they were born in, the place they died, their veteran status. You learn a great deal about a person also without knowing really anything about them. You don't know what they look like or what their life was like, but you get these little windows into their lives, and some of them were extremely powerful. There's one pair of death certificates that stuck with me. It was a husband and a wife were both part of this data set, and on the wife's death certificate, it said that at the time she died, she was married and her husband's name was what it was. And on his death certificate, it said widowed. And it became clear looking at the death certificates that that was because it was a murder-suicide and the man had just killed his wife and then himself. And that, you know, that it's such a small amount of information on these death certificates, but a story like that, I mean, that's going to stick with me.
VPR's Taylor Dobbs. Thanks very much, Taylor.
You're welcome, Mitch.